now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. I've got Stuart Rosenthal with the Beacon Bits, as we call it, from the Beacon newspaper. Good to see you.
Thanks, Eric. Nice to be here.
Yeah. Each week, you bring us something from the Beacon newspaper, which is delivered over 1,500 locations. And our listeners, some of them read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Some pick up a copy of this. So let's talk health this week. What do you have?
Well, you know, those who are regular readers know we have a section in our health section every month with its talks about a health study that's happening locally. It's looking for volunteers, in particular looking for volunteers over the age of 50. So this month's study, it's really for anybody over 18, but they want people of all ages because they're studying aging as well. They want to map how our brains use energy when we're performing tasks. So they're doing a very interesting study, it seems to me. They're looking for healthy volunteers who will do computer work and fill out questionnaires and do various kinds of things, both while being in an MRI machine and while having a PET scan done at the same time. So it's three appointments. The first one is just the regular getting your history and whatnot and giving samples. And the second one is for MRI scans. And the third one's for PET scans. And they're paying you for it. We can't say how much, but you know, they'll make it worth your while. So if you're interested, that's something to look into. We have the information on the in the article.
There's no risk in getting your brain scanned.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
A PET scan is radiation.
Okay.
A very, you know, modest amount of MRI is no radiation.
Okay.
But I believe that's true of a PET scan. So,
okay. Yeah. Interesting.
But they will explain all of the risks involved in the course of doing it. But, you know, when people are doing things for science and they also want to have this information about, you know, for their own use. So.
Okay. I guess they probably want to figure out what a normal brain looks like, or they have some reason for
it,
of course.
Right,
okay.
Right,
well,
yeah.
We read about it in the Beacon. What else do you have?
We have an article. It sort of covers a lot of ground on what's normal for aging and what's not. We always sort of wonder, you know, I've lost my keys.
Oh, interesting.
I lost my glasses. Is this normal, or am I really, should I be worried about Alzheimer's?
Well, that was me at 10, so.
Well, then we know you don't have to worry about these things. You're doing great. So, you know, it talks about normal vision changes. You know, yes, indeed, you need more light to be able to see as you get older, and you may see more floaters and such. But if you see a sudden increase in floaters or you lose your peripheral vision, this is not normal. That means you should go see an ophthalmologist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hearing changes. Yes, it gets a little bit harder to hear someone speaking, and you get a little more background noise. It gets a little bit harder to differentiate different people's voices. But if everybody sounds like they're mumbling and you don't hear the phone ring, okay, then you've got a problem. So the story sort of goes through all of these various issues and sort of shows you what is normal and what might be worth going to see a doctor about.
Very good. Read about it in the Beacon. And one more?
Oh, yeah, our pharmacist, Susie Cohen, a lot of people like her. We left her out 1 or 2 months and we got some complaints. So she's back in.
Okay.
And she talks about 5 ways to fight colds and flu with various over-the-counter items, including some homeopathic remedies like oil of oregano and something called Flunata, which is a spray that you spray either in your throat or your nose or both.
Okay.
Which apparently is supposed to be blocking infections and whatnot, making you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Probiotics she thinks are really good normally, and that you should double up on them when you feel like you're having a cold or something. So she gives some, you know, good advice, very easy things to do. And
right.
So if you get the sniffles, something to think about.
That's great. And, you know, going back to what's normal in aging.
Yes.
I think that now that I've hit the big 5-0, and I'm, you know, I'm at this point, which I've always thought that 50 was old when I was much younger.
No
right?
longer, huh?
No longer.
Somehow it's not the case anymore.
Well, you know, but it's like, you know, I definitely see the hints of age, the graying on the temples and those kinds of things. Those
very distinguished.
And things. Oh, thank you very much, yes. So, but those kinds of things, you know, it's like, but then, you know, I just want to know. I'm curious because I think everybody ages differently. You know,
yes,
you see,
that's true.
Glenn Frey from the Eagles passed away at 69. You know, and he had colitis and he had some other issues. And it's
if you
like,
take care of yourself, you can last a lot longer if you have good genes.
So I think that's. I'd love to read that. So I look forward to reading that
in
the Beacon. So you can go to thebeaconnewspapers.com. It's thebeaconnewspapers.com to read all of these articles or pick up your free copy all around the metro area. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Relocation, as a word, means many different things. Let's pin it into what we're about here at the Eric Stewart Group. We are relocation specialists. So we are an affiliate relationship with Relo, which is the world's largest relocation network of real estate companies. And we assist you whenever you need real estate services by finding you vacation properties, retirement homes, out-of-state job transfers, out-of-state relatives, investment properties, number one market leader in 39% of the top 103 markets in the United States. We are really experts at helping you find great realtors wherever you have a property to sell or buy. So I want to invite you to contact us at ericstewartgroup.com, either by going to our page and filling out some information about yourself or calling us toll-free to discuss your relocation needs. Perhaps you have a family member, perhaps you have an estate property somewhere outside of this area and you're really not sure how to start that process, or maybe you've had a lack of success selling a property in the past. Maybe you've had a property that went on the market and didn't sell, that has expired and been unable to sell in this local market, maybe in the past. You think, gosh, it's just never going to sell. Maybe you had a bad experience and you're not sure what to do. I want you to call as well for that, because we're taking properties on now and selling them quickly, even if they had been previously tried to be sold even just last fall, okay? Because the market changes dramatically from last fall to now. So give us a shot to have a conversation with you if your property didn't sell and you're no longer in a relationship with another broker, okay? Call us at 800-900-9104. Again, remember that 800-900-9104 to reach out to the Eric Stewart Group. And we'll call you right back. You can also email us at, you can send an email to me directly if you'd like, at eric@ericstewartgroup.com, and I'll respond to your questions personally. Okay. So again, that's 800-900-9104, or go to eric@ericstewartgroup.com with any questions you have about your relocation needs, or perhaps if you've been unable to sell your home in the past and would like a fresh vision for how you can sell your home. I had a couple that were referred to me also in McLean, Virginia, meeting with them. And, you know, even within my own company, there are agents who do things completely differently than I do. Just because I'm an agent at Long & Foster, the choices that I've made and how I market real estate, the guaranteed buy program that I offer, the radio show, the properties of the week, the other things that we have here, make us different, even within our own company. So even if you have worked with a Long & Foster agent in the past and things didn't work out, please contact me and I'll discuss how I do things differently and can help you. We received another love letter, which is appropriate on Valentine's Day, right? And this comes from Charles and Eileen, whose home we sold in McLean just this past year. We owe you a big thank you for the phenomenal job that you and your team did in selling our home. We never dreamed that you would bring us a buyer within 3 days who not only met our price, but also allowed us a 3-month settlement window. Your guidance and advice regarding the preparation, staging, and most importantly, the price were all invaluable. We love our clients, and we bring a stager in on every one of our listings to advise our clients on what to do to get the house ready. And as much experience as I have, and yes, I can walk through a house and give my clients advice on what I think they should do, I found that a professional stager is worth the money that I pay them on your behalf. When you hire me, I pay them to come out and spend a couple of hours room by room and tell you colors to paint, what to do with carpet, what things to pull out of a room. It's not HGTV stuff, folks. If you listen to that or watch that show, it's not the same. People like to buy from happy people. I don't want you to take all the photos off your wall. We're not selling a hospital here, okay? Let's be realistic. You want to sell, I'll guide you through the process. We'll bring in the right people to tell you how to get your house ready and get your home sold and settled at a fantastic price. One other love letter here on Valentine's Day. Eric Stewart and his group have turned the house selling process into a science as well as an art. He is the consummate professional who deserves your trust on his business acumen and expert knowledge of the real estate market. He has made the process smooth and stress-free. Thanks, Hasty. Very nice to hear from you and very nice to get such a compliment from our clients. Hey, when the time comes to buy or sell, we've got an expedited market preparation plan. If you're thinking of selling this spring and you think, gosh, maybe it's getting a little late, don't worry. We can get you up for sale in just 3 to 4 weeks. We'll take care of you all the way through from the staging, the preparation. We'll make sure we guide you. We'll get your floor plan drawn. And we'll also take advantage of our tool called the Quiet Listing. This is a great tool for those of you who don't want to go in the open market quite yet. This might be somebody who's got a property that needs a ton of work. Maybe you're a hoarder, got a lot of stuff in the house. You don't like to think of yourself that way, but you got too much stuff and you don't know how to get rid of it. We have a way to sell a home without a sign, a lockbox, or putting it into the multiple listing service. at the Eric Stewart Group. If you'd like to find out more about the quiet listing, you can download a copy of our Market Ready Guide, and there's some information about that there. Or you can contact us at 800-900-9104. That's our toll-free number. Again, if you'd like to reach out to me personally, maybe you've got a challenge or some issues or questions you'd like to talk to me about, I'm going to invite you today to contact me directly by sending me an email at eric@ericstewartgroup.com. And I'll get back to you personally. All right? Not too shabby, huh? All right. Don't go away. We'll be back with more of the Eric Stewart Show and Dave DeClark in just a few minutes.